To have stability and success in life, a foundation needs to be created as early as possible. Dreams, ideas, work, goals, teamwork, achievements, recognition that motivates and encourages, all key in that foundation's development. But where to find that for your child? Educational institutes, advanced curriculum schools, perhaps, albeit costly. First Yesterday is here to place before you a great experience and opportunity for your child, which will develop and engrave qualities into them that they can carry with them for life. Here to discuss the work of the 4-H is the Sussex County 4-H Senior Program Coordinator, David Ford. How are you today, David?
I'm just fine, Chris. How are you doing?
Well, it's great to have you here talk about a great program, great. Which I bet name recognition is an easy one for the person listening, but the How's the Wise Mechanics, maybe not so much. So that's why I really wanted to have you here, plus the fact that people can get a firsthand look at the work of 4-H, as well as through the website Sussex, the number 4-H, Sussex4H.org. So I guess the basic question is, David, what is or what are the goals of 4-H?
Sure. 4-H is, you know, an informal program, so it happens outside of school. In Sussex County, our program comes through 4-H clubs that are put together by adult volunteers. We have at least two in every club, and they're based on shared interests of the youth and the volunteers in the club. You know, traditionally, 4-H is kind of associated with agriculture and farming, and that's where it got started. But these days, you know, a 4-H club can be formed on, you know, almost anything that, you know, kids have an interest in and that, you know, adult volunteers want to help them develop an interest in.
But you'll see that shining example when you check out the 4-H at the Shotwell 4-H building at the New Jersey State Fair that's starting up. The as far as age limits, they're basically, at least on the younger side, obviously someone my age isn't going to get into the 4-H as a participant, a volunteer, yeah. But as far as a youth participant, there really is no age limit up to and including the first year of college.
Yes, our program runs kindergarten through 1 year out of high school. The younger members or the youngest members of our group are called Clover Bugs, and that goes from kindergarten through grade three. Then they move into regular 4-H, which is fourth grade through 1 year out of high school.
There are, I believe, the count I saw was 62 4-H clubs just in Sussex County. Now, when we say club, what are we talking about as far as size? Frequency of meetings. How does a club operate?
Okay, there are a number of clubs, and the minimum is that we have, you know, at least two adult volunteers with at least five youth from three different families, and most of the clubs meet once a month for about an hour and a half, and those meetings will include a couple of different things. They get together. They have a formal part of the meeting where officers elected by the club, so there's a, you know, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer, organize the meeting with help from the adults, and they plan out activities and projects for the club. Then there's, you know, an educational part of the meeting, which may involve a guest presenter or one of the adult volunteers, or sometimes senior members in the group will demonstrate a skill or something related to, you know, the topic of the 4-H club. And then afterwards, there's sort of a opportunity for kids to share a snack, have a drink, get to know one another. So sort of a socialization part of the meeting.
What it sounds like, too, is it doesn't create, what's a good word, an intimidating factor for, let's say you have a child who is on the shy side, and being around a large number, like if a club was a couple of dozen kids, that might be a deterrent.
Right.
He or she might be reluctant to get into something like that. It sounds a lot more user-friendly for all types of personalities that youths have.
Absolutely, yeah. Some of our clubs are really as small. It's just five kids, and some go up to maybe 20, but we definitely work to instill a sense of belonging, and that comes through, you know, the volunteer leaders that work with the kids, but also the older members. You know, as they come through the program, we look to develop the older kids to be mentors to the younger kids. And that's been a great relationship. And, you know, friendships build on that, skills build on that. And the kids really develop a self of confidence and self-esteem as they go through.
Certainly in these days, we've talked about it often here on the show. It's challenging to be a youth because of, well, negative peer pressure that happens in schools with bullying, cyberbullying, things like that, to build up close relationships among, as you said, the number between 5 and maybe 20 kids that you can feel open, feel able to be open with and saying, yeah, something's not right here. Can I tell you about something?
Sure. We absolutely encourage that. Again, you know, a sense of belonging is one of the most important things that we want kids to get from the program. And, you know, we look to be inclusive and get everybody involved in what the club's doing. And again, you know, that's incorporating, you know, the skills that the older kids have to offer and teach the younger kids so that everybody has a role in the club.
Start with David Ford, who is the Sussex County 4-H Senior Program Coordinator. Sussex, the number 4-H, Sussex4H.org is their website where you can learn more about the programs that the numerous clubs in Sussex County, New Jersey offer. If you're listening on the stream elsewhere, you would go to, obviously, 4-H.org and break it down to your state or local area. From that point, then you are listening to Issues and Ideas. State Fair is upon us, David, and the Sussex County 4-H has been a long-time participant and presence at the fair in the Shotwell Building. What does this time and what does this event mean for the kids?
I think it's kind of the culmination of their program year. In the Shotwell Building, we have what we call static exhibits. These are primarily the non-animal exhibits, but they include things like arts, crafts, photography, horticulture, and sewing. And it's an opportunity for things that the kids have worked on during the year to exhibit them. They get evaluated, and you'll see ribbons around the area recognizing, you know, what the kids have achieved. Some of the projects, you know, may have been something they've been working on all year. This year, due to space constraints, we're also going to have rabbits in the Shotwell Building through Wednesday. So it'll be a lot of fun in there. And, of course, just a block away is the agricultural arena and all the barns where, you know, the animals that are often associated with 4-H programs will be. When kids are not showing their animals in the ag arena, they'll be in their barns, and so folks can stop by, talk to the kids, learn about their animals, learn about what they've done with the animals all year, just learn about the process of agriculture and farming. So it's a lot of fun, and the kids enjoy, you know, meeting the public and sharing what they're doing with them.
That's really got to elevate the spirit of the kids, too, to have people recognize their work, and certainly with the working to win as opposed to something I've always been negative about, participation trophies, which in some cases, okay, they serve their purpose in a small number of cases. But this really sounds like it's building a sense of reality for a future success in life.
Absolutely. I mean, we look at the competition here as sort of a healthy event where, you know, kids are there to learn. I mean, even if you get a blue ribbon, you know, that recognizes excellence, you don't top out. There's always something to be learned. And, you know, these kids are there to build on what they learn each year. And it's really, I know any number of adults come up to me and tell me how amazed they are with how much these kids know about their animals and can share with the public.
And being a photographer myself, I've taken many special photos from the 4-H barns and the exhibits because it gives you a chance to really get up close to animals and work that you don't normally get to spend some time around. So when you go to check out everything the Sussex County 4-H is doing at the New Jersey State Fair, bring your camera because you're going to see some great photo opportunities. Now, the parent listening is hearing about this thinking, you know what, I've heard about 4-H, I know about 4-H, now I know more about 4-H. How do I get my kid involved?
Ah, okay. If they stop by our table, you know, we have an information table in the Shotwell Building where we can get them more information on joining. But the general process is, we have a roster of all of our active clubs that includes contact information for the club leader. And so what the parent would do is contact the club leader to learn a little more about the club, find out things such as where they meet, when they meet, what sorts of things they do, so they can talk about that with their child. And when they find, a club or a few clubs that sound like they're a good match, they arrange to attend a club meeting, and they will go to that and sort of experience what goes on there and decide whether that's something, whether it's a good fit for them and their family, or possibly, they want to check in or check out another 4-H club to see if maybe that's a little better fit for them. But that's the general process, just to get in touch with the leader, learn more about the club, attend a meeting, and from there you sign up.
And I alluded to this in the introduction. They talk about the cost of the 4-H, which I believe is going to be surprising for people.
There is no cost to join 4-H.
There you go.
There are no uniforms required to be in it. Some clubs may have a nominal fee for supplies or to cover expenses, but it's generally not very expensive as far as a fee. And there's no registration or enrollment fee for 4-H.
And just to wrap things up, on the flip side, adults are hearing about this. Well, my kids are long past the age of being in 4-H, but I like to do something for the program. You mentioned about monthly meetings, certainly cooperative with most people's time and availability. So how does someone become a volunteer for 4-H?
It's kind of the same process. They can reach out to us in the office, and we'll get them more information. All of our volunteers go through a youth protection vetting program to ensure safety in the program. And then we'll talk to them about their interests, what age kids they like to work with, what their personal interests are, to try to match them up with a club, where they can contribute and help.
And there you go. So if you are in Sussex County, you can, of course, go to the New Jersey State Fair to find out more about the Sussex County 4-H clubs, the work that they do, the energy that they give to just, it's contagious. That's the best way I can describe it, when you go see all the exhibits.
Sure.
And the work that these kids do, and to find out more as well online, Sussex4H.org. If you're listening elsewhere on the stream, 4H.org will be your starting point, and you can just chip down to your local state, your local community, and they'll fix you up that way as well. But the programs pretty much are operating, as David just described, in similar fashions, no matter where you are, with the results being the same. Really empowerment and motivation for the kids that give them direction, sense of purpose, and probably, I would say, a great deal of maturity as well, because it gives them a sense of reality that will prepare them for what we like to refer to as the real world, questionable from time to time, but that's what we call
sure.
it. We've been talking with the Sussex County 4-H Senior Program Coordinator, David Ford. David, thanks so much for the way that you empower this program, and you help motivate us to support it every way we can, involve our kids, involve ourselves, and support it every other way possible. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you. I appreciate the time to share information about the program.